It's a Friday football focus on the four states. I'm Fred Fletcher Fierro. With a record of 7-2, Pittsburgh State football is looking to make it three straight wins in a row tomorrow, while 4-5 Washburn team is looking to put an end to their two-game losing streak, who will prevail tomorrow afternoon at Cardi Smith Stadium. BJ Harris, color analyst for Pittsburgh State football, which can be heard on ESPN 100.7 and streaming online at ESPN100.7.com. He joins us now on a Friday morning edition.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
But looking back last week to Missouri Western, they came out with a 20-point win, 34-14. What went right for Pitt State last weekend in St. Joseph?
Yeah, just got up on them early on in that ball game and got a nice lead, 21-0, and just kind of got them, I think, doubting themselves a little bit. That's a really good Missouri Western team. They're young, and I think they're on the come. They're going to be a team that's going to be one to be reckoned with, I think, coming up in the future. I think up front, even against Missouri Western, that's probably one of the best offensive and defensive lines we've faced this year so far. They're a team that, you know, we didn't have a lot of success running the football because they're so good up front. Still able to get the win. I've kind of told people, you know, that was, I guess, an ugly win, so to speak, just because you weren't able to do what you wanted to offensively for Pittsburgh State, but still got the win nonetheless. And when you can do that and you maybe don't play your best game and still win by 20, you got to feel pretty good about it. And I think the other thing for Pittsburgh State in that win was winning in all facets of the game. The defense played good, got four takeaways in the victory. Special teams actually ended up with one of those takeaways, and then a special teams touchdown on the kickoff return by Lorenzo West. And not only just getting it, the win and, you know, getting that special teams score, but the timeliness of it. When Missouri Western had all the momentum and then West takes that touchdown back, I think that really turned the tide and allowed Pitt State to hold on and get the win.
That is a good Missouri Western team. I had Brandon Zenner from News Press Now in St. Joseph, Missouri, to talk about the game last weekend. And he really thinks that's one of the up-and-coming MIAA teams that you're going to see next season.
Yeah, they're good, and I think they're pretty well coached. And facility-wise, you know, St. Joe and Missouri Western, if you're trying to, you know, put your finger on how to improve your facilities from start to finish, they've made the most improvements over the last decade of any team. And so that's important when it goes out on the recruiting trail. And so I think Missouri Western is going to be one of those teams that continues to grow and get better. And in the MIAA, everybody's tough, it seems like, for the most part. And they're just another one of those teams that you got to strap it on every week and be ready to play.
And looking ahead this weekend to Washburn University, it's a 4-5 Washburn University team. I could see the Gorillas looking ahead to Missouri Southern, and this could be a trip-up game for Pitt State. What do you see this weekend?
Well, I hope that's not the case. You know, Washburn's a team that I think probably underachieved a little bit this year. I think they had a little bit higher expectations. They had a quarterback get injured, and I think that slowed them down just a little bit. So I think they certainly thought they were going to be a little bit better than 4-5. But you're right. I mean, Pittsburgh State, we've, over the last decade or so, maybe had a few of those games at home where we wish we had them back. Games we probably should have won, but ended up falling, late in the season and kind of squandering some opportunities. But this is a little bit different team, I think, mentally for Pittsburgh State. I think this squad is really close, really tight-knit. I think they're a team that is not going to get caught up in that. They've been in playoff mode, you got to keep in mind, for a good portion of the year because they lost those two games and they've had to win, you know, basically out to give themselves a chance. And so there's a lot riding on this ball game. And so I think they understand that. And I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to bring everything they have to the table and get a win. And then, you know, as far as looking towards Missouri Southern, that's a team that's really struggling. So I think if Pitt State gets this win, they're going to be in the driver's seat for a chance to get in the playoffs. And then if you can do that, anything can happen. And I certainly think they're good enough to make a run.
BJ Harris, color analyst for Pittsburgh State football. Thanks for the time on a Friday morning edition.
Always love to talk football.
The Gorillas take on the Ichabods tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. at Kearney Smith Stadium. You can hear the game on the Gorilla Sports Network locally on ESPN Radio 100.7 and streaming online at ESPN1007.com.